I was pretty sure that I'd find you there as evidence of what our intentions are for today. We have particular ideas about offering high ranges of what we want to see within our own perspective using this Course in Miracles workbook, so that the attention of conversion of our mind can be brought about by the idea of practicing instantaneous availability of light formulation. Okay? You listen, will you listen with me about the direction in which we intend to make application of this? You're here. You've come into this perspective with me. Let's listen together. These are direct communication with God through the workbook of A Course in Miracles. The workbook of A Course in Miracles propels you into conscious contact with the universal mind, all that there is, your Creator, your God. It is your access to heaven. As an awakening consciousness, you pick up the workbook, having already many of you had some non-worldly experiences, haven't you, through the practice of the idea of those first 50 lessons, into experiences that obviously are not of this world, which are showing you that the world does not actually exist, because what you begin to see must be the truth, and yet it clearly contradicts the world. Look with me. Perhaps you're going to see an awareness of a blazing light in which you recognize yourself as love created you. Reasonably, you have figured out that something is desperately wrong with your existent idea of yourself. If there is a whole loving God, how could there be pain and sickness and suffering and death? Perhaps you have tried various mind training programs only to find that reillusioning your human condition to have more of what you think you want and overcoming undesirable shortcomings still doom you to the eventual loss of everything you love and the certain death that must occur. In the quietness of your own mind, you have found that you don't know who you are, where you came from, or where you're going. You also know within yourself that there is a whole single universal mind, a loving God. But you seem to be trapped, seemingly without access to that loving God, within your construct of what you identify as you. You have discovered that anything within your awareness will only keep your own individual historic references of separation. How very futile that becomes. Listen, God speaks from nearer than your heart to you right now, and His voice is closer than your hand, and is loving you going on at this time. And finally, you're at a point where you intend to simply say there must be something else, and you have asked for help. This workbook is the answer to that call. As a transformative prayer book, it is designed to inspire you and guide you in your passage from temporal existence to the awakening of your true identity of self-recognition as a perfect creation of the one single universal mind that is all there is in all of the universe. All of it, in regard to the miracle that we intend to perform, we hope, don't we, in the conversion of our identity with ourselves. Shall we join with each other here? May I come with you now in this organization of our time form? Here, the idea, look with me. Here, look, there, very good. Here, look. The idea that you intend to make access of the possibility of the physical mind conversion of your body formulation in the momentary realization, come on now, that you have been successful at altering your idea of the physicality of your body into what you want to see, in the idea that since you are in already cognition of yourself as this body form, okay, using this Course in Miracles. Thank you for that. Did it begin to work? Did you begin to have that experience of the first 50 lessons where suddenly right in the middle of the idea of the repetition of your mind, you had an experience? You stay with me with this. I'm very much aware that in this last sequence of time, you have begun to use a reference of yourself that would be idiomatically evident to you in the process of the recognition of the particulars of your own mind, which is what I'm attempting to do. I am called the master teacher, master being teacher, in the idea of the necessity for my individual conversion of the formulation of what appears to be my conscious effort to stay informed with you about the practice of our mind together, in the idea that we use the term prayer, okay? Because of the continuation going on in our mind, we are actually at any moment having another experience of where we are in that time episode. We're going to use a particular term for the next 12 minutes here in our efforts. And we're going to be teaching directly from the idea of the workbook of A Course in the performances of Lesson 67, Lesson 68, and Lesson 69. 67 is going to say, all of the power of the light of the universe is in my mind. And all of that power is what I want to exercise in the particulars of the description of myself, in with the performance of myself, in the idea, okay, of the observation of myself in space-time. Okay? Somehow, will you allow me then to perform this act of teaching with you? Here, for some reason, it seems like I'm in the mysteries of outer space. Do you see that? The idea, for example, that you are perfectly aware in your consciousness identity of yourself about the vital statistics that you have been asked to observe in what appears to be separate from your own consciousness state. Yet the observation of them in your own consciousness state, here we are, this one is entitled The Weird Cosmos of Yourself, okay? Suppose that we entered into this and for some reason you're going to begin to watch our association with ourself and you're asked to describe what evidence there is now within the idea, say, will you say to me light?
Light.
Yeah, within the idea of light, I'm going to try this. Within the idea of the factoring of the reflection of light that you're receiving at this time in my attempt to alter the idea of your association with yourself, there's a performance in which you have recognized a variance in the idea of the particulars of your mind based on a determination on your part that while you appear to be conscious within your identity of your body, your actual consciousness obviously has nothing to do with what appears to be the universe out there. Here's 4 minutes of vital statistics that are the latest evidence of what this little aggregation of space-time appears to be in the reflected gathering of our light formulation in what we want to see about each other, in the progress we are making in the idea that that alteration of ourself is going to be available to us on a continuing basis, as Rick has beautifully done, very simply because we've decided to use the power that is inherent in us by the simple perspective that there must be something besides this containment of time. Here's the evidence of the latest science idea about what we are here. Listen. Here you are, vital statistics. We're about 13.7 thousand million years old. Composition. 0.4% glowing matter like stars. Look, 3.6% other familiar matter, such as dark gas and solid objects, including planets and other formulations of mass density. 23% cold dark matter of exotic particles detectable only by their collective gravity but otherwise invisible so far. You ready? And 73% a thinly spread force field that we call dark energy. What is our geometry? You listening? The universe is perfectly flat. Once more. The universe is perfectly flat. Old notions that Euclidean geometry breaks down at larger distances now looks wrong. Here's the size. Unknown, but vast, and as other measurements had implied, accelerating outward after slowing its expansion for its first 1,000 million years or so. And here I am with you. And the idea of a weird aggregation going on in your mind in a present condition of the idea of mind training, which is nothing obviously, but the idea since you are making decisions about yourself in continuing observation with using geometry, for example. Look with me. That whatever relative distance there is between you and I in the aggregation of our body form can only be our idea about the time episode in which we find ourselves, along with say to me, space.
Space.
Yeah. The consciousness identity that you are utilizing in the factoring of your attempt to gain a vision, a new idea about yourself in that correspondent, allow you to observe objectively, look with me, what appears to be another association of time form that is not within your scope of the idea of the consciousness that you see in the evidence of your physical identity. Are you with me with this? In other words, we're looking at the idea of the presumption that we're going to, just for this moment, if you'll practice with me from the science evidence, view the universe is absolutely flat. Could you do that with me? Here, look with me. What I'm going to offer you if I set up a parameter of time identity is the idea that the reflection of light that I'm going to get in my perspective of what I want to see will only be indications of ideas of holograms of light in evidence of particulars of my continuing demonstration that there are alternatives within me. That you can see that it's changing each moment. That if you don't hold evidence of yourself within the practice of your body formulation, you can see that you're undergoing continuing changes. You see this? See, the frame in which you set yourself up in order to stay in the physical location of your body formulation, are only reflections of light that pertain to mass identity of particle division, but do not allow you within your own mind, and perhaps you did at that moment, see a new perspective of yourself in the entirety of the range of what you want to see. That moment that you felt right then. So we say it together. It was all the time there was. That's it. Now that's over. Oh, but here's another moment. Oh, that's over. Oh, here's another one. In the meantime, what have I done? I've held on to your reflection of light, and I've watched you from my own perspective of body formulation begin to get, what, older? Begin to change physically in the idea of a range of time in which you're operating within procedures of reflected light, in which I am determined here and now. Remember, this was the workbook, wasn't it? This was the practice where we determined finally that all of space-time is actually going on right here and now, isn't it? And that's what put us in this perspective. Because we're going to be successful in the idea of the utilization of this workbook. I love it, dear one. When you look at it within a particular perspective, what's wrong with the idea that your mind is changing all the time anyway? Now, the perspective that you are inevitably going to be in that body occupation and undergo experiences of length of time that set geographically terms for your body identity that then condemn you to an idea about yourself that is born, lives within that arrangement of yourself, and undergoes an experience of death, which in reality can occur at any moment, can't it? That is, the retention of the necessity of the protection of you in the idea of the reflection of light are what appear to be the body form that you are operating on in a procedure that there is no alternative in space-time to the manner in which you are performing acts of the retention of yourself. I'm a teacher of a course. I have practiced within my own mind the idea that if I don't defend the idea of my projection, in which I find you guilty of being separate from me in my identity, I may have within me an individual experience of mind conversion that will verify the idea. For example, in lesson 67, after we saw the idea of the particulars of the mind conversion of ourself, that in fact we're using all of the power of the universe right now. That was very beautiful. What happened? You changed. Now, the first thing you acknowledged with me, there, I saw you do it here, that was beautiful. The first thing you did was acknowledge that the change is going on anyway. Okay? Here's my birth certificate. I'm 80 years old. That's senseless. Come on now. I offered you an alternative where at the very minimum, perhaps you're examining the prospect that I'm not 36 years old, or 40, or 1,000, or 8,642. If what we said about the perspective of the idea of space-time location, say to me, is always going to be gone.
Is always going to be gone.
Yes. If I set up a factor of light for you, in the evidence of conversion, and am now looking into a lens of light camera, offering you a frame of alternatives of light, it will indicate that in your individual practice of training your mind, that there's always something else available to you, that you will be successful at the operation of yourself in a space-time location that will not depend on the memories that you have been forced to hold on to in order to verify future references of mass density of light that condemn you to dim reflections of yourself rather than what you saw right there. You see that? Now, the idea that you're not an 80-year-old body, or in many cases, say, a 120-year-old body, are nothing but ideas that within your mind, listen with me, you know perfectly well you're not this body formulation. You know perfectly well that the advent that's going on within your procedure of mind in what appears to be reflection of other lights actually has nothing at all to do with the idea that the lesson we were going to perform very quickly here in the idea of lesson 67 is going to remind you of your own perfection in our association, in my association with you, in my idea of you, and how beautiful you look using our minds rather than our bodies. Listen. Love created me like itself. Today's idea is a complete and accurate statement of what you are. This is why you are the light of the world, isn't it? This is why God appointed you as the savior of the world within your own mind. This is why the Son of God looks to you for his salvation in the practice of this. He is saved by what you are as you recognize yourself. Today, we're going to make efforts to reach that truth about ourselves, aren't we? Within the own frame, and we're going to repeat together, holiness. Myself created me holy. Kindness, being kind to you, created me kind. Being helpful creates me helpful. And the perfection of you creates me perfect. You may find it necessary to repeat this idea over and over today to replace distracting thoughts you're having about yourself. And you may find that this is not sufficient and that you need to continue adding other thoughts related to the truth about yourself. But you listen to me, perhaps you'll succeed in going past that just for a moment and through the interval of thoughtlessness to the awareness of a blazing light in which you recognize yourself as love created you. Be confident that you will do much today to bring the awareness nearer to you, whether you feel you have succeeded or not, because the light is actually going on all around you, isn't it? Here's an interlude of space-time in which we're going to reassociate the ideas of ourselves within the practice that we have been successful at altering ourselves in lesson 67. Do you see that? Here, let me try this with you. If I'm in a space-time location of myself, thank you, that re-identity of yourself within space-time allowed for the change that was inevitably occurring within the fabric of your past identity and your perspective into the future, in which somewhere you may believe that there's going to be a little interlude of time here in which you can encompass within yourself the totality of the definition of yourself within your own mind without the need to continue to relive within your own 80-year-old body identity. My certainty in my mind that I'm not an 80-year-old body. Shall I tell you why as I come back here after this little interlude? I'm not a body at all. The whole evidence that I'm offering you pertaining to the conversion of the reflection of your own light are to give you on a continuing basis an evidence of something other than what you have been holding on to in order to express the pain and the loneliness and the death by which you have maintained your body identity. And I saw you just at that moment begin to recognize yourself. Do you see that little interlude right there? Can you see that interlude? We recognize ourselves together. Here there's a little perspective of an alteration of time that's going to lead you to what up until this moment you have been very fearful of accepting. And in your determination to remain that thick 80-year-old body formulation, you can believe you have been successful at condemning me to the reflection of your light in what you think you are. You gonna listen to me? Not true. The perspective of what I am in my own mind is in my mind, just as in yours. And in that event, we can share another space-time location, because God is going with us in our practice together of raising a frequency of light to another alternative that's going to be available to us as we remember the message from 6,000 years ago. God bless you and I at this moment in time, each and every one. And everyone, and everyone, in the joy and happiness that I'm feeling about you right now, right now, right now about you, right now, about you.
Because you come to me with naught save love, and hold my hand and lift mine eyes above, a wider world of hope and joy I see. Because you come to me, because you speak to me in accents sweet, I find the roses waking round my feet, and I am led through tears and joy to thee, because you speak to me. Because God made thee mine, I'll cherish thee through light and darkness, through all time to be, and pray His love may make our love divine, because God made thee mine.
Are you with me? First of all, I want to say thank you for the idea of the presence of a condition in time that, if you let it be within the framework of yourself, is entirely different than when you were in just a moment ago. You see this with me? If you decide you want to alter the consciousness association of yourself in your new identity, it's entirely possible for you to do it at this time and place. I promise you. I'm going to use the word quantum just for a moment. That the reflection of light that you've been getting about yourself are not actually the idea of your body formulation. Can you see this with me? Now, for those of you who are getting progressively more disturbed about my determination that within the practice of the workbook of A Course in Miracles, there's another way that you can see yourself in the reflection of light that you're receiving, you're not very happy with me. The reason you're not is there is nowhere contained within your mind identity of yourself an idea that does not include the entire possibility that no matter what reflections you get within your own light formulation, that they're still going to condemn you to this space-time location that's been going on now for 14,000 million years. Yet in your consciousness of identity, it's probably only about, say to me, 40,000 years.
40,000 years.
Sure. Now, here's what I'm offering you. My certainty that at any moment within all of space-time, and this is reasonable to you if you let it be, there must be contained within the entirety of the universe, that for that moment I seem to be in a divisional idea of the recognition of myself in a correspondent of light that doesn't let me see the entirety of you, and I'm unhappy with it. You want to involve me emotionally with the grievance that you're holding about me right now? Okay? You're not going to be a body no matter what you do. I'm going to teach for just a moment because I intend to do lesson what you call 68, and the idea that you intend not to recognize how whole and perfect you are, and that you want me somehow to verify within our own relationship. This is my message from Jesus, from my Savior, who has now made a reappearance with us and is attempting to get you to see the reflection of yourself. Yet your determination to continue to justify the impossibility of the totality of what you would be as God created you did not allow you to see that the conflict you thought was necessary for you to maintain that identity is in fact the idea that you believe that this is what life is. I'm going to read you just a little bit about lesson 68 because I want to, because the grievance, the grieving, the pain, the loneliness, the idea of death of that body form. Look with me. That you and I have just laid down together in the reflection of our light, in which you are purposely saying, she lived a good life. She was a body formulation, and now she's going to turn to dust and get old and rotten and perhaps be buried in the ground. But you look with me. You're already conscious of the idea of memory within your own mind, yes or no?
Yes.
Now, while you hold a grievance about her in the loss of her body formulation, the very simple truth of the matter is, the memory that you hold of each other in our mind is what the species Homo sapien is. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. In other words, the idea that you retain within the factoring of your own mind a mechanism of defense that verifies very simply the idea that whatever is going on here, there's no manner in which I can escape from it. Not true. Listen to me, will you? A little bit after we perform the acts of the light of your mind, I want to read you just a little bit from lesson 68 about the grievance that you're holding in the pretense of love that can only represent the idea within your own mind that there's no other way in which you can actually factor your own reality. Yet I'm evidence, if you'll let me be, of a successful practice. This is all now from the resurrecting mind of the conversion of Jesus. It's the simple idea that my mind, if I share it with your mind, will contain evidence of factoring a variation of light identity. Now, we're going to use one other word here. Say to me, heal.
Heal.
Heal. Will heal me in the practice of my recognizing of myself as perfect, in which event it's impossible that the grievance that I previously held about myself, when it is converted to the recognition of the love I'm expressing for you, we will love each other in that entirety of not holding any longer the idea of the revenge motivation of myself by which I have formulated ideas of reflected light in which I protect myself within this body identity and tell you that the sequentiality of time, past and future events, are within my own mind are going to condemn me to a reflection of dark form where I can never journey out into the stars. Lesson 68. Listen. There you go. The love that I'm feeling for you doesn't hold any grievance. Listen with me. You, who were created by love like itself, can hold no grievance and know yourself. To hold a grievance is to forget who you are. To hold a grievance against the guy out there is to see yourself as a body formulation. To hold a grievance is to let your idea about yourself, your ego, rule your mind and to condemn the body to the death of its own association with itself. Listen with me. Perhaps you do not yet fully realize just what holding grievances does to your mind. Will you listen with me? It seems to split you off from your source and make you unlike him. He's going to be different than you, isn't he? It makes you believe that he is like what you think you have become. Listen, for no one can conceive of his creator is unlike himself. One more time. Look with me. No one can conceive of his creator as unlike himself. Look, shut off from yourself, which remains aware of its likeness to its creator. Yourself seems to sleep. And this is why we tell you the awakening is going to occur. While the part of your mind that weaves illusion in its sleep appears to be awake. In other words, the opposite of what you think. Can all this arise from holding ideas of pain and death in your own body form? Yes, indeed. For he who holds grievances denies he was created by love, and his creator has become fearful to him in himself, in his dream of his hatred of himself. And who can dream of hatred and not fear God? And who can dream of hatred and not fear God in the idea of the evidence that you just saw in your forgiveness act with me? Shall I practice with you just for a moment how simply we can love each other in the idea that we can make a fundamental admission that somewhere deep within us we are not happy with the circumstances in which we find ourselves? Come on now. Now, while you have set up all sorts of defenses in the idea of objective light ideas about yourself, they cannot, not in its most fundamental sense, define what you think about yourself. Are you sure of that with me? Because the evidence that you think about yourself will be ideas that you have about yourself in your idea that I must represent to you the factoring that I'm an 80-year-old body with my identity and that you're 40 or that you're 90 or that you're 60 and are somehow going to hold on to a frame, look with me, in which grievance, the idea that we are all finally going to suffer loneliness, that I'm going to love you like a brother, that we're going to be together, that I'm going to see the revenge motivation that goes on in my mind and the particulars of the ideas of myself will be, now say to me, grievance.
Grievance.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole idea of objective ideas of space-time, the protective devices that represent, shall we practice for a moment? Just for a moment. Say to me, fear.
Fear.
Yeah, yeah. Practice with me. Look with me in my mind. There's no such thing as fear. The idea that you would protect yourself in the particulars of your own mind as a necessary part of the devices that you employ, you can listen with me, in order that in reality you can attack yourself. Shall we share why? Objectively, in the grievance that you're holding, in your blaming, which is the idea of the practice of your own mind of being trapped in space-time, the idea that there is no escape, are the inherent grievance that you hold. Look with me. There is no escape. The idea that you're going to retain that grievance and get old and sick and die are the reflections of light that you're sharing all around you in the particulars by which you get reflections of light that guarantee that you can operate within this principle of the galactic idea of yourself and begin to repeat over and over. First, the resolution of the problem, and then the reoccurrence of the grievance. Then, the resolution of the problem, then another grievance. Boy, I thought I had it that time. And again, and again, and again, you're repeating over and over. Listen with me just now a little more about this grievance of the intensity that we intend to continue to describe ourselves. And suddenly I saw you let it go. Finally, the mind training has begun to make you obvious in the idea that there has to be out in the universe something beside this. It contains no idea that you know what it is. Are you listening to me? But it's not grievance. It's the idea, the possibility of a perfect, loving God, which you are by my certainty of myself, that I now share with my certainty of you in the particulars of the conversion of our body formulation in what was previously an illusion of a reflection of hologram of light in which I'm recognizing you. I'm recognizing you. I'm recognizing my love for you. Huh? I don't have any grievance against you. Well, you don't understand anything that I'm saying? Good. I don't care. The light that I'm offering you is what you are because it's what the universe is. Look with me. Whatever else you've been doing in the practice of the retention of yourself in space-time, you know there's a universe out there. You know perfectly well within the awakening consciousness that is now evident to you in your dream sequence that you will be leaving this continuum of time because you've decided very simply to accept responsibility for the intense grievance that you're feeling about the mere idea that you would somehow be trapped in space and time. And now you're free. And now you're free. And now you freed me, thank you. You freed me in that moment, didn't you? Are we going to share love together? Sure. Thank you. Now, suddenly you look about others that you held grievances against. I've got a grievance against you. I've forgiven him in my idea, but I'm going to hold a grievance against you in the factoring of the identity of my mind in the retention of a body form. Look with me. Everything is of the mind. All of the thoughts of the universe about the grievance and pain and death that you hold are only in the momentary idea you have about yourself in that reflection of light. About grievances? Listen. About lesson 68? Listen. It is assuring your mind that those who hold grievances will redefine God in their own image, as it is certain that God created them like himself and defined them as part of him. It is as sure that those who hold grievances will suffer the guilt of their identity, as it is certain that those who hold forgiveness will find the peace within their own mind. It is as sure that those who hold grievances of attack and defense will forget who they are, as it is certain that those who forgive will remember. Listen with me. Would you not be willing to give up your grievances if you believed that all of this were so within your own mind? Perhaps you do not think you can let your grievances go. You listen with me. This is simply a matter of motivation. I'm going to try it again. It's a matter of motivation whether you really think you have to hold on to all of the ideas of yourself you've been successful in maintaining. Today, we will try to find out how you would feel without them just for a moment. If you succeed, even for a little bit, you're never going to have any idea about yourself that would make you unwilling to forgive yourself, all right? Because you've decided that I want to see you as a friend, that I may remember you as part of me and come to know who I am within my own mind, as I repeat, love holds no grievances within my mind, and I would wake to myself by laying all of my grievances aside and awakening in him, as I intend to awaken in my idea of you within the formulation of the idea that I have surrounded myself, come on now, in a hologram of light of what I want to see in my necessity to defend myself from what appears to be another body out there that I have now given an identity based on a hologram of light, where everywhere I look, I appear to see a reflection of myself within my body form. Now, in the return, in the little aggregation of time in which you're located, this is the whole idea of the idea, thank you, of this space-time, there is a consciousness reference in you of the certainty of the happiness that I'm feeling within my own mind, in my certainty that if I do see you as momentarily a body formulation representing a reflected distance between us, I am very certain, listen with me, that all of space-time, everything there's ever going to be in all of the universe with the billions of stars and galaxy and power a billion times greater than this within the sequence of my thought are going on in my own mind. Thank you. Now, were you successful momentarily at that re-identity of our body identity of ourself? Yeah. Did that seem to work pretty well? Are you happy for that moment that it worked? Uh-oh. Oh, ma, I'm back in a reflection of myself again. That's why you need the Course in Miracles. You need to practice on a continuing basis within all of space-time that there's always something else available to you. Are you all right with that? Available to you is a contingency of light within a dream sequence that will allow you immediately to journey anywhere within your own mind out in the universe, and you and I together can share our individual freedom. And in the idea of this last lesson that we're going to do, remember what we did 67, we did 60, we're going to take just a moment at the idea of 69. Shall I tell you why? In the science of the evidence of the reasonableness of an alternative of the wholeness of your own mind, the release momentarily of the conflict of the reflection of yourself is a natural procedure that you will perform as soon as you discover there's a wholeness in you in which you don't have to protect yourself in which you can release your own idea. Huh? Now, listen with me just for a moment about the love that I just felt by not deciding I wanted to be different than you, but simply want to acknowledge that we're all going to journey out into the universe together. Listen. Obviously, then our key lesson is that agreements is hiding the light of the world that I see within my own frame. You listen with me. No one can look upon what your grievance is concealing. Why? Because your grievances are hiding the light of the world in you. And everyone stands in darkness, and you beside him, my goodness. But as the veil of your grievances is lifted, you are released with him, aren't you? Share your salvation now with him who stands beside you when you were in the hell of your deep formulation of form. Why? He's your brother. In the light of the world that's going to save both of you. You listen with me. We're going to make a real attempt to reach the light that's all around you. Before we undertake this now in our extended practice, let's think for just a moment about the offering that you've been given. We are literally attempting to get in touch with the salvation of the world. Look with me. We're trying to see past the veil of dark light that has held us in the bondage and kept the love that I'm feeling for you concealed. We're trying to let the veil be lifted and see the tears of God's Son disappear in the sunlight that we're going to share, and we're going to practice it now with the full realization that it is so, and with real determination to reach what is dearer to us than everything else. Salvation is our only need, the new idea of myself. There is no other purpose here and no other function that we want. Learning salvation is our goal. We are going to take the ancient search of discovering ourselves and finding the light in us and holding it up for everyone who searches with us to look at and be happy with me together. Look at it this way. Think of your mind as a vast circle of light surrounded by a layer of heavy dark cloud. You can see only the clouds because you seem to be standing outside the circle and quite apart from it. Yet we are going to have confidence today that it is possible for us to undergo the experience of the recognition of the reflection of our own light. And we're going to be successful in our efforts in lesson number 69 to say that as we give up the practice of ourselves, we're going to be whole. And as we give up the idea that we were contained in that light, the circle of our evidence is beginning to spread in us now. And the ideas we have been successful in reappearing, here we are, okay, without having to stay outside of the circle, we have let the collapse of the idea of darkness of our mind formulation be converted to the light in my recognition of my love for you. Thank you for that idea of a whole new perspective, of a visionary idea of the light formulation that in a real sense has nothing at all to do with this world at all. This world is just a hologram of light in which you suddenly are seeing yourself as whole. Perhaps just a moment of fear was there, just a moment as you let that darkness cave in on you. But you said, no, in my practice, I want to see something beside this. I want to be successful in the idea that the love that I am feeling in my recognition of you is the love within what appears to be your body formulation that you are seeing about me in the certainty that the energy of conversion of light in my mind will allow me to see a reflection of you within your body form that will be the certainty of the recognition of myself, that will be a formulation of a new place in time that this dark formulation of light has no idea about in the practice that it has been utilizing to retain the reflection of the darkness of itself. I'll be with you now in that conversion. We've been practicing it together. We've been successful at a new vision of ourselves that has made us the light of the world. You are the light of the world with me. And my deep thanks go to you because of your persistence in not continuing to identify with this formulation of light, but simply letting yourself be whole, simply letting yourself be whole in the glory of the recognition of each other as we journey out into the universe together in this old time of space and time in our dream sequence is over and gone at last. And there's nothing here now but the glory of the love that I'm feeling for you in the practice that we have been successful at the conversion of our mind with the certainty that God has gone with us wherever we have gone using that power, and that the power that we utilize is always only the power of the singular universal reality of the light that we are in the momentary reflection that increases the frequency of light to such an intensity that we simply disappear from here, that we resurrect, that we were here that moment, and now we're gone, that this place was here that moment, and now it's gone. And we can say together, God, bless us, you and I, in this conversion of light. That has occurred in this idea of lessons 67, 68, and 69 in our course.